I'm Fifi Box. Boxed in with me this week is the gorgeous Jessica Mowboy.
Hello, podcasters. Your favourite show is about to start, but what if you could listen to it without having to worry about using data? Your exclusive podcast offer is here. Now that you've pressed play on us, head to ilovedata.com.au and get 50 gigs of data every month for $59.95. No contracts, no catches. ilovedata.com.au. Go on, open it up in your browser, and now you can catch up with the guys.
This is Boxed In. Finding out the things you always wanted to know.
Hi there, I'm Amy Schumer.
Hey, this is Adam Lambert.
You're not the best
Wait
man.
Wait till you hear my speech.
No. Fifi Box, one-on-one with the stars.
Hey, I'm Mark Ronson, and this is Boxed In.
Hey guys, this is Jessica Mowboy, and I'm Boxed In with Fifi Box.
That woman, Fifi Box, for me, exemplifies all that is great about Australia. She's unstoppable. I adore her.
This is Boxed In.
My guest this week is one of Australia's most successful female artists. She's won 2 ARIA Awards. She was the first to represent Australia at the Eurovision Song Contest, and that's just her music career. She starred in the films Brand New Day and The Sapphires, and now she's bringing her amazing talent to Seven's new show, The Secret Daughter. Jess Mowboy, yeah. Welcome to the show.
Biggest intro. Oh. Thank you. Oh, wow. It's huge compliment, obviously, to hear kind of all the things. It kind of reminds me, obviously, taking me back to the beginning, really, you know, when Idol kind of gave me that launch of that platform of being out there and being in the public eye and actually doing what I love and just continuing to get up on stage every time gave me that courage to want it more and, you know, be in front of a bigger crowd every time. So
I know. And you know what? Having known you through this whole journey in the media, you were, and to this day, so lovely, so down to earth and so unaffected, Jess. And I think that's a real tribute to you and who you are as a person.
It is. It's. I think that really keeps me going. You know, if I'm real and I'm real to myself, I'm knowing of what I love the most and having loved ones, you know, be closer. I think that's always that's pretty much the key to, I guess, staying grounded and being thankful and humble and having a lot of respect no matter, you know, where you kind of drift off to. But, you know, it's really believing in what you do and loving it and knowing that you can do it, you know. We kind of, I think sometimes, and, you know, there's always downfalls. You know, I think I go through days where I'm just like, you know, I don't know if I can do it. It's so natural to kind of have those doubts and be down. I think, you know, there are moments where you do have to kind of, you know, reflect on good and bad things and make those right decisions. So at the end of the day, you know, every day is going to be a brand new day and
exactly.
something new.
Boxed In with Jessica Mowboy.
You've had this amazing life because you've got this natural raw talent, but you even referred to the confidence. It's a confidence to go out there and perform or to follow your dream, whatever it is. Now, I know you grew up in Darwin in a really big family, and I love that you've said that you grew up in the noisiest house in the street. So lots of music, obviously. Lots of music going on. Where did your love of performing come from? Like, when did you find out how talented you were? Was it school musicals, or was it just around the house?
It was definitely within the household. I think I really found my voice, you know, singing in the hallways. And that was pretty much my conversations. You know, I was such a quiet kid. But yet when it came to music, you know, and I would sing those lyrics of Mariah or Whitney or Michael Jackson, everything, that was pretty much my conversation to myself or those moments of, I guess, finding my goals or finding, you know, where I want to be. So yeah, it's crazy. I think I was probably about 11 when I won my first talent quest.
Really?
I was about 11, and actually it was my mother and my auntie who I guess took me away for the weekend. My dad wouldn't think of it as taken away for holiday or weekend. It would be like, you just took the child. Traveled down to Alice Springs one day and got there, and my auntie knew Uncle Warren H. Williams. He's a country singer-songwriter at the Karma radio station there. And And we went there, and it was my first time, and I kind of didn't know the process. I didn't know what,
of course,
you know, what
not.
Was about to happen. And but you know, she kind of explained, you know, Uncle Warren has this song, and you know, we're just jamming. Yeah. Once you're on it, so. Started singing on it. It was the first time wearing it, being in a
studio,
seeing a microphone in front of me. You know, this this room that was like all padded down with just soundproof, and I was really nervous. I remember feeling really nervous if I could do it, but when I started to learn the song and learn it with Orrin H. Williams. The melody and the lyrics of it, it was like, then she prays, let it rain on my garden, let the roses bloom, let the rivers flow. And it was such a storytelling song, which I guess allowed it to be free in terms of the melody. And so I just kind of sung from my heart and as if, you know, I knew the story and that I was telling the story for others. And hearing it back, it was recorded.
Yeah.
I was freaking out. I was like, wow. But that was the first taste of, that's what I want to do.
Right.
That's exactly what I want to do for the rest of my life. I want to be able to write something from my heart.
Yeah.
Go into a studio, record it, and be able to share it somehow.
Yeah.
You know, and the rest was kind of just beyond. Great. I didn't know how it was going to happen, but I wanted that.
You did. And then fast forward a couple of years, 14, you're performing at the Tamworth Country Music Festival. I mean, at 14, I could barely leave my room in my house. I was that insecure. How did you do that?
Well, I was lucky enough. I had, you know, both parents that saw that, you know, that love, that urge of, you know, just music kind of bursting out of me every single time that I opened my mouth. And I would sing, you know, a line of something, they just, they knew it. They just knew
that
in their heart.
Part of you, your soul.
Yeah. And, and they encouraged me to, you know, take that next journey, head to Tamworth. Yeah. it was probably, you know, the biggest competition that I had entered in at that point. You know, and mum actually, before we took off to Sydney, we went to like a dress up place, a shop, and she literally bought me like a hat and like tassel boots and the whole kind. The country outfit.
Oh, that's the best.
And like it was very scary. I didn't want to wear it. I was like, I'm not wearing it. She's like, yes, you are, kid. and obviously, I guess from there, I kind of realized what was also a part of music, you know, the entertainment, the performance, the physicality of it, and being able to share not just the song, but being able to express how that was going to make me feel to others. So
Oh, and Jess, you do that in spades.
Thank
and you move people.
Thanks for catching up on your favourite show on this podcast. Now, if you're a tragic Twitterer, you upload on Instagram or you stream all your favourite songs, you're going to love this deal from OVO Mobile. Switch to an OVO data sim now and you'll score an unbelievable 50 gigs for $59.95 on 4G. No contracts, no catches, and no more texts telling you about the additional $10 for 1 gig added to your already expensive phone plans. Can I get an amen? And as if that isn't brilliant enough, OVO is going to give you the first month half price. So let's break this down. One whole month to enjoy 50 gigs on 4G for just $59.95 and the first month half price. 50 gigs of YouTube, social media, FaceTime, Tinder, whatever you want on the World Wide Web for half the price I know I was paying before I made the switch. ilovedata.com.au. You can open up the website right now while we get back to your favourite show.
Now, okay, let's fast forward. 2006, this is when the Australian public first meet Jess Mowboy, Australian Idol. When you look back on the experience and realising, you know, how young, how malleable, like, you know, that's before you even, we know we've been in the media for a while now.
Yeah.
It is one of the most brutal, toughest industries.
Yeah.
When you look back at that little deer in headlights, what is that experience like for you to reflect on?
Oh, it kind of makes me emotional, but so proud of, you know, that 16-year-old girl or 11-year-old girl for not giving up on that dream and that goal.
Yeah.
For imagining it, for visualizing it and saying, that's where I want to be. Yeah, I
Was it tough? Was it sort of like, because TV's hard enough when you're not 16. Like,
it was. Yeah, it was tough. It was, you know, I remember always feeling upset or feeling emotional because, you know, I hardly ever got to see mum or dad.
Yeah.
Or, you know, I hardly, you know, my sisters were back in Darwin and not watching, you know, being able to be there physically to watch me perform as they always did growing up. And barbecues, birthdays, you know, or busking around Darwin. So, yeah, it was physically and mentally a game that I had to come up against and challenge that. And, you know, and it would beat me down, but I would, you know, I'd say, nah. You can't get to me. But it was that conversation. I had to go, no, I have to do this. I know it inside out. I know how I want songs to sound. And because every week was a different song, you know, doing the Idol show was learning all these songs. And most of the songs, when they were listed, I didn't know them.
Yeah, of
course. So I had to learn them from scratch and go from and learn them via the story first, then work out the melody later and the rhythm and the tempo. Because I never went to school and I never read music and I could never write it. So it was one that I just had to really listen every single time. So it was a listening game, really, listening to myself, listening to the music, and I guess pushing through every time. But it was. I remember crying.
Well, that comes with the hormones.
Nerves. Exactly. But being away from family was probably the hardest because, you know, they give me laughter, they give me love. You know, they pass down stories. So they're passing energy and passing, you know, really unconditional love to me. Which when I was away from them, like I just felt disconnected, you know, from all I had was just memories, really, to kind of always think about every day. So,
Boxed In with Jessica Mowboy.
Let's fast forward now. I'm sitting here with a bona fide actress. Wow. I mean, you know, literally the star of one of the biggest shows on TV at the moment, The Secret Daughter.
Yeah, this is a whole nother level. I guess in terms of TV drama, I've never seen nothing like it. To be given that opportunity, you know, it was like a silver plate, really. And I when I was devised by Screen Time and working with Rory Callahan, you know, I thought he was nuts, to be honest. I thought, wow, are you crazy? Really? You want me to be the lead and I guess generate, you know, this story and move it?
Yeah.
And he's like, yeah, this story, we pretty much had written around you and
for
you.
I know, it was based on you.
Yeah, and I guess for me, I was speechless, really. I didn't know how to take it, to be honest. And, you know, I sat there and it was more of a, like a 21 questions, really. There was a few writers around and, you know, they would ask, you know, where you grew up, how did that make you feel? So along the lines of, you know, childhood memories and being out bush and growing up in Darwin, what that was like, having both different cultures, living in this country. So going really beyond and deep with what I remember and my knowledge of, you know, becoming in this world. And you know, we pretty much started writing and basing, I guess, sharing my knowledge with this character and building from there and making it come to life, to be honest.
You keep going.
Yeah, and I guess for Billie herself, you know, to finding her name, finding her background, where she's from, what she loves, what she doesn't like, I had to start there, really, to become her.
I know, and you become her so well. But I did read, and I'd love to know if this is true, did you on every script at the top write Darwin Jess?
Yeah.
I love it. What was that?
I think, you know, I mean, I remember coming, you'd grown up in Darwin, you know, we had salt water and fresh water. So it was kind of like island time. It was like really laid back. You know, there's, you know, you always hear Yolngu language, you hear the Aboriginal language surrounded by this rich culture, you know, and also being, you know, blood related. So that runs through me. And what I wanted was for this character to have that, to be able to share it with her, and then she could do whatever she wanted with it.
Oh, I love that.
So, yeah, I had to write down to encourage myself to not pretend, to really bring that essence of Jess, Darwin Jess.
Jess, I love that.
To Billy, whether it be her, you know, how she, you know, her stance or the way she would emotionally gesture, you know, her, an eye gesture or, you know, a hand would go fling up to kind of say, hey. But it was like a silent language that she, as a cultural background that she brought to, I guess, to the to the show, which is really nice because, I don't know, I guess for me personally, I've never seen nothing like it on mainstream TV,
to be honest.
So, yeah, it's special. It's, you know, it has this quite cultural essence of it and not being, you know, too full on, but she's there, she's present, and she's real. So.
Yeah, she's a beautiful character, and you do an amazing job. Thank you.
Boxed In with Jessica Mowboy.
It's a great story, your story, and hearing from where you've come from and how you've navigated all this so maturely.
Thank you.
And you've done so well. And, I you know, it's funny because when you are in the public eye in that bubble, it can be difficult at times. Do you enjoy fame, or are there times you really like to retreat? Like, do you love your R&R?
There are times where I just real slack off. Like, I'm just like, oh, forget it. I can't do it anymore. But yeah, you know, there are, you know, and I make sure that there is that time of just doing nothing, just not being dressing up, putting makeup on, not trying to please, you know. And I think that also kind of generates through my everyday, because what I want to do is generate my love and my passion for the music and be able to write it and give that, you know, that electricity out. So share that without, you know, having to then put on a smile or, you know, try too hard. So I think there's two different worlds, and, you know, I kind of make sure that they're just balanced.
That's balanced
with each other. And and that works for me, you know. I have my alone time with my partner or my family.
Yeah.
And then I go out and have fun with music, and it's like playing a character. So I get up on stage and tell that story as a character.
Boxed In with Jessica Mowboy.
Well, you can tell you love your life. We love watching your life and everything you do.
Thank you.
The Secret Daughter, fantastic new show on Channel 7. If you've missed it, join in. Woo! In fact, you've got to catch up. But also your new album, the Secret Daughter album, dropped on Friday.
Yeah, so it's out.
Yeah. We've been listening to the songs through the show, and it's just been an absolute joy.
It's just, it is a dream. Yeah, it's a dream come true, the record's out. And really, I guess the background story is we just wanted to have the show generate and really draw from to create the record. And, you know, that's pretty much what we did. And every scene, there's a song that's been, you know, that's inspired Billy, and she just sings it a cappella. Yeah. And we see her dream of these instruments, or envision the instruments to be able to create in her mind the song.
Mm.
So it's, you know, which has never been done before. So it's really cool to be able to see how she gets through these, you know, these challenges, you know, by you know, listening or being inspired by a song.
Yeah, because songs do move you through whatever the emotion that you're going through in your life at a time. I agree.
Yeah.
And these are killer songs.
Thank you.
Very well chosen and selected.
Thank you so much.
And thank you for spending Sunday afternoon with me.
Thanks for the yarn. I'm always up for a good yarn, especially with you.
Finding out the things you always wanted to know. Boxed In with Scott Cam.